All right, we just did a segment on Jade Helm 15 and conspiracy theories. Alex Jones is one of the conspiracy theorists leading the charge. We couldn't get him on this morning, but joining us now on the ticket hotline is a well-known conspiracy theorist. I'm sorry, sir, what's your name?
Igor Stanston.
Igor Stanston joining us now on the ticket.
Sounds like a fake name.
You are one of those that believe in Jade Helm 15 and other conspiracy theories.
Well, I'm not just one who believes that. I'm actually the leader of the National Truth Dissemination League, the NTDL. So I think that I have a little bit more authority than you guys on this matter.
Well, what's going on with your voice?
Nothing. What's going on with your voice?
Nothing. You just sound like really hoarse or like you're trying to alter your voice or something.
Well, sir, to be quite honest with you, I've been leading a rally. What have you been doing to get the truth out there?
Well, I guess nothing.
Look, this is the New World Order, and I think you should take it a little bit more seriously. I hear you guys laughing in the background. I don't know what your little crew of monkeys there are doing, but there's a lot of serious stuff going on right now, and if you guys want to fight against it, you're welcome to join the fight. If not, you need to get the hell out of the way.
All right, well, what's going on that we need to be aware of?
Well, I mean, are you guys blind to what's going on with Jade Helm 15?
Apparently.
Okay, this is a clear takeover by the Obama administration. They want to take over Texas, the feds.
Mm-hmm.
He's wanting to co-op all the oil and the cattle resources
mm-hmm.
so that he can sell it to Libya to fund his little cell phone for thugs program.
What?
Well, it's quite a stretch, but okay.
Well, it's part of the drug cartel that Obama is in cahoots with the Mexican government to sell cell phones to people who want to tear up our cities. And,
tear up our cities.
He gets the oil money, converts it into cell phones, then he sells those cell phones, and then he sells arms back to Libya. You know, it's clear. It's right in front of you. I don't know what's so hard to understand here.
Not clear. It's not clear.
Very convoluted.
Look, do you want me to talk, or you just want to talk over me?
We're not talking.
Talk over me, fine. I can hang up and listen to you talk over me.
We're not talking over you.
Okay. Are you going to pay attention?
Yes, we're paying attention.
Okay, see, you guys are part of the problem. You and the media, you laugh. The mainstream media, all you do is laugh, and you make fun of people like me. But there's people like me who are keeping this country going by not letting the lies of the government be propagated by fools like you. I mean, the only time you guys are not propagating lies is when you got the government's D in your mouth.
Hey!
And the government's D stands for dissident voice. Dissident voice.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have one of the worst perpetrators of government takeover right there in your city, Mike Rawlings.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, you guys should do a little research. If you did a little research, you wouldn't have to have me on your show that you could talk over. Okay. Rawlings is trying to build a toll road right now to make it easier for Obama to gas the poor people.
So he's in on it with Obama.
Yeah, Obama and his whole team of goon crop dusters, they are sprinkling the poison over the poor people right now to eliminate them so that he can increase his power. Do your research. Google Rawlings, Freemasons, crop dusters. You'll see.
I've never heard that one before.
This is Igor Stansky, a conspiracy theorist.
Igor Stanston.
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 Sorry.
Get the name right. If you're going to have me as a guest on your show, for God's sake.
Well, are you always in a bad mood?
Well, you would be in a bad mood, too, if you were besieged by government forces, which you are. You don't even realize it because you're too busy drinking the damn Kool-Aid of the government. They feed you their stupid sitcoms and all their programs keep you distracted.
The sitcoms.
They keep you out on your eBay and your Craigslist and your porn sites, you know, where you just sit in your little monkey room and just, you know, goofing with your private all day.
All right. Very accusatory.
All right, now listen, we don't need to talk like that. We just had you on.
Jade Helm 15.
Yeah.
Look it up. Google it. You'll see. It's part of Obama's plan to put the entire country into martial law and demand everyone to get abortions just so he can have more power.
Everyone to get those.
That sounds ridiculous.
The guy is not going to stop. You wait and see. He's not going to be done at two terms. He's going to have that. He's going to have it repealed. Term limitations repealed. He's going to keep being president. He's going to keep going, making all of us have abortions. Until he is the only one left, and then he has all the power in the world. That's the end game.
All right, let's just table Jade Helm 15 for a second, if we could. What are some other conspiracy theories that you're in?
I notice you're talking over me once again. Well, there's conspiracy in sports. Of course, the NFL commissioner made the call to the refs right there during the replay on Dez's non-catch. Look at the phone records. It's all there.
What do you mean?
The phone records.
Just file Freedom of Information. You'll find the phone records where the commissioner, Roger Goodell, he calls down to the refs, the Zebras down there, and he tells them that this is Dez's thing is not a catch.
This Dez, why? Because he didn't want the Cowboys to advance?
Open your do I have to spell it out for you? Open your eyes, and you'll see clearly what the whole Dez non-catch thing does. It's in service of the Illuminati. In service of the Illuminati to keep the power structures that are currently in place in perpetuity.
Patriots and Seahawks.
Patriots and Seahawks. Good God, man. I'm not talking Patriots and Seahawks.
Well,
I'm talking everyone from the Pentagon on through to the leader of Russia.
Yeah, George.
You're talking sports. I thought we were just talking about the NFL.
Look, if you're going to pretend to be this dense, if you're going to pretend like none of this stuff makes sense, this will bring me being on your program.
Well, I guess we'll just bid you a good day.
Fine. Fine. I came on your show to help your program, and now you guys are being rude to me. And I don't
rude?
Appreciate it.
How are we being rude?
And I'm not kidding.
All right. Well,
I guess I'll say good day, sir.
All right. We'll see you.
Fine.
Wow, what an awkward ending.
Igor Stanston?
Although I want to have him on the show again.
Yeah, I like guys that are confrontational.
I'm sure we're going
like
to
that.
Get an NBA conspiracy theory here pretty soon, right? They want LeBron in the finals,
yeah,
so let's have him back.
Plenty to talk about.